if I'm really down? How you know if I stick around? How you know I won't turn my back on you, on you, on you? How you know if I wasn't crazy when I hollered at you, made you my lady? All them crazy things run through your mind. Tell me one time. And I remember the first time that I saw you.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was to love you.
Yeah, goddamn it.
First time that I saw you.
That's the shit right there. You know who this is? This is brother who called up to my Ustream show Sunday, the brother named Pasika. This brother's over in Australia. This brother got some hot joints. I've been bumping this brother's joints all week. Named Pasika. Go to YouTube. Check out my brother's stuff. P-A-S-I-K. Pasika. The brother's from Australia. Real good brother, man. But how y'all motherfuckers doing, everybody? Glad to have y'all tuning into Tariq Radio. I'm ready to chop up some real good game with the family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That's the number, family. I want y'all to call up and chop up game with me. And we're going to take that real quick commercial break, family. And it's going to be real quick, and I don't want y'all to go nowhere. Don't move a muscle. We'll be right back on Tariq
Radio.
Hey,
what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called AshKicking.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to ashkicking.com. That's AshKicking.com. What's up, family? You know it's time to get your Second Amendment game in order, and you need to check out one of the most well-respected black-owned gun stores / consultants in the United States, Redstone Firearms. Not only can you purchase guns from them, they also offer consulting, educating, and training about your weapons. They will also give you a lot of good game on gun laws and so much more. You guys need to go right now to RedstoneFirearms.com. That's RedstoneFirearms.com. Also, follow them on Instagram at Redstone Firearms and follow them on Facebook at Redstone Firearms. What's going on, family? Check out this brand new teaser trailer for a superhero movie called Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe. Now, Dark Chaos is starring a black female superhero character, and this film is produced and directed by POV Hilarious D. My man is doing his thing on YouTube, and this trailer is a must-see. So go to YouTube, type in Dark Chaos, Maze of the Universe, and check it out right now.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
I am delivered!
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game as we always do. I hope you guys have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 DVDs. I hope you got those. If you don't have them, you can get those at HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's HiddenColorsFilm.com. And y'all know the new movie, 1804, that's coming in a few months. That's coming soon. And I'm going to have a trailer for that one coming up soon. So you guys stay posted for that one. I'm going to keep you guys posted. So how's the family doing? How's everybody doing? We're ready to chop up some good game as we usually do. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Now, you know, we're still working on the we're working on something called the Suspected White Supremacist Database. Now, I'm running into a couple of glitches legally because I had a meeting with my legal team out here in L.A. And, you know, the people who take care of all the copyright and employment stuff like that. And they were telling me a lot of risks that will go into doing the site the way we have it now. Because the Suspected White Supremacist website, we're going to have a lot of people. We're just going to have folks post up people that we suspect of being white supremacists on the site, just to give us a heads up on what's popping. And my legal team, they're giving me the pros and cons, and it was more cons than pros on their end. But the thing is, most of my legal team over here are white. I got a black entertainment lawyer. He doesn't take care of the you know, defamation stuff and copyright stuff. So, you know, they were shooting it down big time. They were telling me, oh, don't do it. That's going to just open up a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm trying to find, let me talk to my black legal people who know stuff about this. Let me brainstorm with you. Y'all need to hit me up so we can find out a way to do the site so that, you know, we won't be open to any type of litigation. You know what I'm saying? Because we need to inform people on who the suspected white supremacists are. So I need to come up with some ideas. I need to brainstorm with some legal minds. I'm not talking about, you know, nigga who been to jail and one of them, you know, niggas, them jailhouse lawyers. What you need to do, you know, none of them niggas, no. Let me talk to my black legal folks just for a little, some ideas. And even people who know a little bit about legalities, the black folks, because we need the site. We need the site. We need this. But again, my legal team is saying that it's going to open up a whole bunch of shit. Because I'm well known, that's one thing. And that's one problem. So we just need to come up with some more ways. I'm thinking if we make it a whole, just make the site private, will that be good? I don't know. I just need to come up with some ideas on what we can do to avoid the bullshit. You dig? Yeah, somebody in the chat room said my lawyers are on code. Hell yeah. Yes, they are on code. I was thinking the same shit. Because their asses don't want to end up on the damn site. Eventually. So they were hella on code. They were like, oh no, Tariq. That's not a good idea. You know, hold on. There's a spider in my shit. Hold on. Had to pause a second. There was a damn spider coming down the ceiling. I'm like, hold on. Let me kill this motherfucker before it turned into Peter Parker or some shit. All right, but I'm here. Ready to chop up some good game. And I cannot wait until you guys see the trailer. I want to get the trailer cracking because, you know, we're going to have a lot of butthurt white supremacists out here. They're already butthurt. I posted something on Twitter because I go hard on white supremacy. I go hard on the coons. I go hard on white supremacy and I go hard on their minions. And evidently, there was a million coon march on YouTube the other day. It was a bunch of coons got together with their white mommies and daddies. Well, really, their white daddies. And all talking about me. I think they had like a 3 or 4 hour show whining about me. Now, I didn't watch it. I just got a little clip of it. One thing I don't do, let me explain to people. First of all, when niggas and white supremacists are on YouTube whining about me, I've already beat them. YouTube is the crybaby corner for motherfuckers who try to deal with me. That's the crybaby corner. I don't really listen to anybody in the crybaby corner. So there's dozens. Do y'all know there's so many videos of people on YouTube whining about me? Even now, the white supremacists, it's dozens of them making videos because they found out if you make videos about me talking negatively, you'll get a lot of hits. They figured that out now. So if you talk about me on YouTube, you'll get a few hits on your little bullshit page. And people try to send me this stuff. I promise you I don't watch them. It's just too many fucking people to watch. There's literally thousands. I'm not even talking hundreds. I'm talking thousands of videos of white supremacists and coons talking shit about me. And that means I'm doing something right. And, but what's interesting, you know, they had this million coon march the other day. It was a bunch of coons. It was about five or six coons. It was about seven or eight white supremacists, all live. They were all just talking about me for a few hours. I didn't watch none of it, but I got a clip, though. And, you know, Crispy was in the mix. You know, the King Coon, he was in the mix. That other coon is some nigga called some black dude or some black guy. He's just a... All the YouTube coons. Some of these people y'all haven't never heard of. And what's interesting, and shout out to my man Rod Williams. Rod said that Crispy's mad because he got the Coon Detox, which is his movie that's never coming out. It's the Coon version of Detox, which was hilarious. So his movie is never coming out. It's the Coon Detox. But it's funny, this little clip, I'm going to play y'all this clip of the coons and the white supremacists. They're talking about they want to sabotage my new movie when it comes out. You know, I got 1804 coming out, and these white supremacists, they're so butthurt over Hidden Colors, because when y'all start getting real information, when you start getting the truth, the white supremacists get butthurt, and then their coons are on some massa we sick. So whenever the white supremacists are upset, their coons come to the rescue. But these coons have been, and these white supremacists, they've been butthurt over the Hidden Colors movies, and because you're telling the truth, and that truth is a motherfucker. That truth is whipping their ass, and now people are waking up to the lies. And the white supremacists, they hate Negroes who ain't buying their lies no more. Because the whole system is built on deception. But let me play this little clip of them plotting. They plotting and planning on sabotaging the movie when it comes out, by the way. Now, and by the way, I've talked about this for many years. Every time I release a movie, the coons and the white supremacists are in droves trying to shit on it, trying to slander me. They do that every time I release a movie, not without any exception. But listen to the plotting of these white supremacists and these coons.
It's not a person. So you can say it to
Have
anyone.
Have you seen his fundraiser for his movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, 1806, about the Haitian Revolution. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think we should support him in fucking making this and then just try to get every single reviewer on YouTube to just review that fucking movie. You know what?
Okay, what he's basically saying, let's get a whole bunch of people to shit on the movie. That's what the white supremacist with the English accent is saying. We should get a whole bunch of people to review the movie. You know, basically, to get a bunch of people on YouTube to shit on the movie, to kind of deter people from watching it. That's what he's saying. And now listen to the Crispy Coon. Hold on.
I think we should support him in fucking making this and then just try to get every single reviewer on YouTube to just review that fucking movie, because we already know it's going to be shit. It's going to be absolute fucking nonsense.
Yeah, he already saying it's going to be nonsense. Any black history that's any way positive for black people, oh, it's already nonsense to a damn white supremacist.
Absolute fucking nonsense.
Yeah, we should fuck up the Amazon rating. Yeah.
That's the Crispy Coon. Yeah, yeah. That's Crispy. With the coon laugh and all his teeth showing. With his dick sucking mouth wide open. That coon laugh.
Hey, I'm down for that.
Now the person who sounded white, that's another coon. I'm down for that. Oh, that's it. But just look at the integrity of these fucking coons and the white daddy. Just nothing ass niggas and butt hurt white supremacists sitting around plotting because the shit is hurting them. That means you're doing something right. When I got coons and white supremacists triggered, that means you're doing something right. That means you are on the right track when you got the coons and the white supremacists triggered. When the coons are opening up their dick-sucking mouths, white daddy, you so money, white daddy, sucking dick. That's what these coon niggas sound like. But 1804 is coming. You ain't going to sabotage that. That thing is going to be a hot one. The family's gonna fuck with it. Heavy is highly anticipated. The coons can't stop the knowledge. You can't stop the melanoid empowerment. You can't stop it, coons. You dig? But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of folks calling. Let me see who's on the phone, man. A lot of people are calling here right now. If I can get this shit working. God damn, janky fucking hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Did I get through?
You got through.
Hey, what's going on, Tariq?
What's up, man? Who is this?
Hey, I'm Devin. I'm calling out of the DMV.
What's on your mind,
bro? I wanted
to
ask you.
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you a question. You know, I have a really good friend I grew up with. I've known him for most of my life. And, you know, he's a coon. And I've kind of distanced myself from him. And, you know, he's a fan of Crispy. I don't mess with him.
Charge him to the game. Charge him to the game. Charge him to the game. If he's a fan, that's all I need to know. Charge that nigga to the game.
Right.
Any fan of Crispy, that's your enemy. All right?
I know. Of course. I always hated Crispy, even before he got in a conflict with you and some other dudes.
It don't matter. So, just charge that nigga to the game.
I never liked that.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Charge him to the game.
Yeah, you got a coon on your hands. Charge that nigga to the game. Anybody who's a fan of Crispy should be charged to the game immediately. That is not your friend.
Yeah.
All right, that's all that needs to be said. Thank you, brother. Shit. All right, let's see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, Tariq? This is Will from, I'm in Tallahassee right now.
Will in Tallahassee. How are you, Will?
Hey, I'm still optimistic, man, that we can pull this thing out.
Yes, indeed. Me too, brother. Me too. Yeah, we can, brother. We just got to get on code. And we got to stop by.
Hey, I got a little discouraged today, though. I was in the barbershop, and I was talking to some guys, a mixture of ages, an older guy and a younger guy. And, you know, they not willing to sacrifice themselves or anything that they possess to really kind of get out of the situation. It kind of threw me back for a loop because they capping hard trying to get me to, you know, think that my logic is foolishness to, you know, be willing to sacrifice it all. You know, and I kind of rehashed the whole analyzation about, you know, getting mine in blood if one of mine is taken. And they was like, man, you foolish, man. What you going to do? You going to die? Then what your wife and kids going to do? If I plan properly, they going to be straight.
Yeah. There's a lot of coons out here, man. There's a lot of coons out here who are scared, and they think that they're going to coon their way into a nice position. And a lot of black people don't really grasp what's going on out here. There's a racial extermination that's happening out here. It ain't like what black people think. They think that it's going to be a situation where we can just go somewhere on a plantation and just kind of be cool. We'll just find us a nice little comfortable spot on the plantation in the slave quarters and we're going to be fine. It's not that kind of party no more. They're on some racial extermination shit right now, and black folks really need to get that point in their brains. It's that serious out here. But anyway, man, thank you.
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed, man. But thank you for the call. Let me touch on that. Family, I don't know why black folks are really sleeping on these facts right now. These white supremacists, y'all think if I just put on my tap shoes and just kind of bow down and go along with Massa, y'all think that everything is going to be sweet. These white supremacists out here are doing all types of military training. I've been watching videos. See, a lot of black folks don't really pay attention to a lot of shit. Hold on. I'm going to play another clip in a minute of another coon. I want y'all to hear this. But black folks don't pay attention to a lot of stuff that these white supremacists are doing. We focus on, you know, Beyonce's baby, you know, and this is why I have ISM, so we can give you an outlet for your daily fuckery so that you can get it out your system and we can go back to handling business, because we shouldn't be on just daily fuckery 24 hours a day. But I know how, you know, the Negro mind can be sometimes. So sometimes Negroes need an outlet, but we got to be more on point than not on point. And these white supremacists are out here training. I've been seeing a lot of videos where they're having classes on hand-to-hand combat, how to gouge motherfuckers' eyes out, all types of stuff. This Sunday, there's a big white supremacy rally in D.C. There's like two of them. I know it's Richard Spencer. He's going to be there. Another white supremacist, Baked Alaska. Oh, it's a whole bunch of them going to be out there. It's a huge one out there. And there's some representatives who's going to be there. Some U.S. state reps going to be there. That one dude from Louisiana, Clay Higgins, I think he's going to be there from what I understand. And these are lawmakers who's hooked in with these white supremacist groups. See, black folks, we got to take this shit a little more seriously than we are doing. You understand? Because you got black folks out here who are just afraid to even say anything. But yeah, somebody said James Yeager is training white supremacists day. Yeah, these people are training heavy. And you notice when they go to these marches and these rallies, they're all tooled up. They got bulletproof vests on. You got these groups called the Proud Boys. And again, they throw you off by trolling and acting stupid and goofy so you don't take them seriously. But you should take them very seriously. Don't let them troll you away from them so you're not taking them seriously. And also, we got to take some of their coons seriously too. That's another thing. We kind of dismiss coons, and we're not supposed to let the coons waste our time. But you got to see, when I see somebody doing some mega cooning, I see who's around him. I see who's pushing him in the forefront. And there's a lot of coons popping up, and we have to understand, some of these coons are put out there by the white supremacists so that they can talk in code and give codes to other white supremacists without the white supremacists pushing them out there being criticized. Some of these coons are not random. There's this one coon I think he's on Facebook too, but he's on Twitter. Now, this nigga made a video about me the other day. And that's another thing. These coons are lying. This coon said that Black Lives Matter racist, Tariq Nasheed, I'm getting death threats from his followers. And that's another thing I've been seeing the white supremacists doing, because they can't really quote me personally saying some stupid shit because I speak on code all the time. So they can't really twist me up because I speak on code all the time. So a new tactic they're doing, the white supremacists will go and make fake screen names and make fake Twitter accounts, say stupid shit and claim they're my followers. You know what I'm saying? So they're saying stupid shit under different screen names and then say, hey, look what Tariq follower said to me. And they'll run headlines. I've seen headlines in some of these right-wing publications saying Tariq and his followers said this. So understand that tactic that's going on. And again, they put their coons out there too. Now listen to this coon. Now this coon is so pathetic, it's ridiculous. This coon on his YouTube page, and not his YouTube page, but on his Twitter page, I mean, he's eating a piece of chicken. And he's like a Thai tongue moist nigga. He's moist. He's Thai tongue. It seems like some white supremacist, somebody has given him a script. And he's bucking his eyes. And he put up a video about me. This shit got like, what, 11,000 likes and 6,000 retweets. You dig? And listen to this. Hold on.
Tariq Nasheed is the prime example of a racist black man. He is full of hatred. He is part of the Black Lives Matter organization.
And this nigga, he got one of them wide mouths where he just suck dick. He's just a dick-sucking little-looking dude. It's just real weird and moist, but okay.
Racist black man. He is full of hatred. He is part of the Black Lives Matter organization.
Why do moist dudes, how come they can't pronounce certain words? The Black Lives Matter? Thai tongue and moist. And plus, y'all know I don't have shit to do with Black Lives Matter, but that don't mean nothing with a coon.
In other words, he is part of the Black KKK. Tariq Nasheed, he preaches and he teaches hatred to his fans, his supporters, and to his followers. Tariq Nasheed, he sends his Black Lives Matter followers out to send death threats to people like me. He sends them out to troll people like me.
And this is why I know this coon, somebody is writing his script, because he's wording his shit a certain way so he don't get hit with defamation. So this is why I know somebody's behind this dude, because this is a Thai tongue bucking in the eyes coon. So he's wording his shit a little too concise. You know, he's very concise about how he's wording this. You dig? He's slipping out of defamation. He's saying people like me, Tariq's followers are sending death threats to people like me. So he's really dancing around words. So somebody sent this motherfucker, wrote a script. He's one of these white supremacist think tanks probably vetted this dude and they're giving him a script. But listen.
Tariq Nasheed, he sends his Black Lives Matter followers out to send death threats to people like me. He send them out to troll people like me. Tariq Nasheed is a very hateful, evil person. And he needs to go to bed because he gotta be sick.
Oh, these fucking moist niggas.
So he needs to take some Theraflu and go to sleep, okay? Tariq Nasheed needs to lay it down. Tariq Nasheed is the devil. So Tariq Nasheed, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Okay. Well, let's listen to the last part again. This moist nigga running his damn wide mouth. And this is what the system of white supremacy does to people. It just makes you a disgusting coon. You know, the system of white supremacy just makes you a low-life coon. Hold on. Just one more time. Hold on.
Like me? He send them out to troll people like me? Tariq Nasheed is a very hateful, evil person. And he needs to go to bed because he got to be sick. So he needs to take some Theraflu and go to sleep, okay? Tariq Nasheed needs to lay it down. Tariq Nasheed is the devil. So Tariq Nasheed, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I'm addicted to boys. I'm addicted to boys.
That's this nigga.
I'm addicted to boys. I'm addicted to boys.
That is this moist nigga.
I'm addicted to boys.
That's what the system of white supremacy does. It makes moist little high tongue coons like this. Just, I know it's a lot of Negro babble. But don't be fooled by these coons. Understand that there's white supremacists behind these dudes. I know it's hard to listen to, but there's white supremacists behind these dudes. Understand, man, just globally, these white supremacists are getting on code. Have you noticed how much they've gotten on code with the Bill Cosby case? With the Bill Cosby case, you know, Bill Cosby, there was a mistrial in the Bill Cosby case. And what's interesting, the judge has ordered the release of the names of some of the jurors. Because now they're on this shit where they're going to analyze what went wrong. See, whenever a black person don't get railroaded by the system, when they skip over being railroaded, they figure out what went wrong. So right now, they're trying to figure out what went wrong. Now, understand, when Philando Castile got blown away by this fucking race soldier up there in Minnesota, you had all the lawmakers coming out telling us, well, we have to respect the verdict. Hey, you might not like it, but yeah, we're going to have to respect the law. You're just going to have to respect the verdict, respect the fact that this man got killed. He was innocent. A race soldier killed him and the white supremacist jury let him go. But you're just going to have to respect that. That's the law. You're going to have to respect the law. And we're supposed to just shut the fuck up and not say nothing. They have said nothing about the jurors up there, nothing. With Cosby, all of a sudden, we need to see what went wrong with the jury. Who are the jurors? Who are the holdouts? Why was it deadlocked? I mean, they are analyzing the shit out of those jurors right now. And they've been lying and telling different stories. They said that it was two holdout jurors. And they put those headlines out that there were two jurors. Everybody wanted to convict except two jurors. And I kept seeing headlines saying that. And that was a dog whistle to other white supremacists. Because, see, if you want to know the real deal, look in the comment section. Because these media outlets, they will send out a dog whistle headline. And then the people in the comment section, they'll catch the dog whistle and then they'll comment on it. Because they said there were two holdout jurors. And then you go to the comment section, it was the fucking niggers. It was the two niggers. It was the two niggers. It was. So they caught that. They caught the dog whistle. they said it was the two black jurors because there were only two black jurors on the case. But truth be told, there were more holdouts. There were more people who wanted to vote not guilty. It was almost like half and half. There were people who wanted to convict. There were people who wanted to vote not guilty. So it was almost half and half. It was not just those two. But again, the fact that they're analyzing the jury, throwing out these dog whistles, trying to manipulate the law. And from what I understand, one of the jurors said that the judge sent them back into a small room. So the judge all along was trying to coerce. I'm sorry. I sound like the moist motherfucker with the tie tongue when I said that. Coerce the jury into voting guilty. And understand this. The judge, from what I found out, the judge, his wife, she's a rape counselor. I think at the University of Pennsylvania, one of those schools out there, but she's a rape counselor. She runs like a rape counseling facility. Now, first of all, do you know how much of a conflict of interest that is? Because the problem with that is she's most likely part of these white feminist groups. These white feminist groups, they get all types of funding for rape counseling and rape facilities. So with Bill Cosby, this, if they would have convicted him, do you know how much money these people would have brought in? They make money off the black man is going to rape us narrative. Most of these rape counseling facilities, they make money off that black man is going to rape us shit, which started really, I won't even say in the 70s, but in the early feminists, the early white feminists, that's how they got their money. They would go around the country talking about black men are raping. They're going to get us. They're going to take our white pussy. So give us some money. And it really got kicked into high gear in the 70s. A lot of these rape counseling centers started popping up because white feminists were going around saying, hey, there's integration and you got all these black men moving into the city and now they're going to rape us. So we need more money for rape facilities. So they got a lot of money in the 70s, these feminist groups, big time money in the 70s. So they convicted Cosby. Not only would this judge get his status popping, because the DA, he ran off the whole Cosby thing. He got elected off the whole Cosby case. So this judge, his wife, she would have got all types of paper. So that's why he was so hell-bent on convicting. See, we got to understand how these white supremacists operate. It's a whole bunch of them in the mix that benefit on the low. It's a whole bunch of them who benefit on the low because of all this stuff. And again, with OJ, y'all got to understand OJ. The OJ scenario made billions of dollars. OJ still makes money for people today. And OJ, they're talking about paroling him in a couple of months, by the way. OJ's parole hearing is next month. I'm interested to see how that's going to go. His parole hearing is next month. I'm very interested to see how that goes. But in the 90s, do y'all know how much money these white women's groups made off OJ? Oh, they got money poured in. That black man killed this delicate white woman. That made millions for some of these white female organizations. That gave a name. That got Gloria Allred propped up. She was out there in the mix. Her and Tammy Bruce, the Now organization, all of these white women came up off that majorly. So they were going to do that with Bill Cosby. See, if they get a conviction, all they need is a conviction and the money is going to start rolling in. You're going to start getting all those civil suits and all that stuff. So they're desperate for a conviction. And what's interesting, Cosby's people did an interview the other day. They said that, Bill Cosby and they are going to go around, and I didn't hear them actually say Bill Cosby. They were doing an interview and they said, well, we're going to go around, and I don't know if it meant his lawyers or his people or is Cosby going to be included, but they said we're going to go around and do seminars and kind of teach people about the law and teach them, you know, how easy it is, you know, to get caught up in, you know, in sexual assault cases. We're going to kind of educate people on, you know, how to conduct yourself out here, because, you know, if you brush up against somebody they can flip it and just say you assaulted them. So we want to educate people on some of the laws that's happening out here. So that was an honorable thing. But what happened? The media got a hold of that and they flipped it. And the media headlines and several media outlets said Bill Cosby is going to go on tour and teach men how to get away with rape. I've seen several media outlets saying this. So anything that comes from the Bill Cosby camp because they're salty and mad that their propaganda didn't convict Bill Cosby. So now everything he says, they're going to flip it and twist it deliberately. That's all that is. They're deliberately flipping and twisting what he says. They're going to flip and twist what he says. So with Cosby in his camp, I would say let the representatives and his people go around and make statements about what they're going to do. Because anything that Cosby says, they're going to twist it. Every single thing. They're deliberately going to twist it. They're waiting on you to say something. No matter what you say, they're going to twist it. So Brother Cosby, they got to get him on code and have the representative say, hey, for Mr. Cosby, what we're going to do on our own, we're going to go out and let people know what to do, what not to do. This is what we are going to do. That's how they should frame that narrative, because anything coming from Cosby, they're going to flip it because they're desperate and they're mad and the white supremacists do not like taking a damn L. I think somebody in the chat room said Time Magazine has that headline. I'm going to look at some of the headlines. I want to read you guys some of the actual headlines of what they're saying about Cosby going on tour. I mean, all of them are getting on code. All of them are getting on code and telling the same lie. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to read y'all some actual headlines. And these are from some so-called reputable sites, by the way, or reputable publications. It says, what's this? Fresh from trial. Oh, yeah. This is the New York Times. Bill Cosby, fresh from trial, plans on talk on avoiding assault. Okay. Variety, they said, hold on. Oh, I hate one of these shits where it says skip the ad. Hold on. Bill Cosby to hold down town halls on sexual assault. See how they're wording it? They're deliberately being deceptive about the way they're wording this. TMZ says Bill Cosby to hold seminars on how to avoid sexual assault. Slate.com says Bill Cosby wants to teach cheating husbands and male athletes how not to get accused of rape. You see how deceptive that is. You see how deceptive that is. See, what they're trying to do is flip everything, because, and this is why we always got to put race in the forefront. We got to stop being afraid of putting race and the racial motivation in the forefront. Put it in their faces. Because let me tell you something. The minute they put out stories about jurors holding up the trial, and it was two jurors, they immediately made it racial. Oh, damn it. It was the niggas. It was the black ones. They immediately made it racial. But the thing is, we have to understand how they will flip and manipulate our words. Now, somebody in the chat room said Bill Cosby needs to hold his nuts. Let me tell y'all something. The Bill Cosby thing ain't about Bill Cosby. See, that's where we fuck up. Now, look, I'm all about motherfuckers holding their nuts. Like Tiger Woods, he can hold his nuts and all that. But this Bill Cosby thing ain't really about Bill Cosby. That's what black folks have to understand. Just like when you look at cases like the Philando Castile case and Yanez, whatever the fuck the cop's name was, the race soldier's name was, really wasn't about that race soldier. It was about maintaining white supremacy. That's what it was about. It was about maintaining white supremacy. It wasn't about him. He's symbolic of the whole system. See, if you take down one, you can take down others. See, they need this system tight. They can't have any cracks in the system. Bill Cosby was a crack in the system. This is why I want to see what the OJ thing is going to get down like. But Cosby not getting guilty, not getting convicted. That's a crack in the system. They got to figure out what they did wrong. We're all one big nigga. Cosby represents all of us, and he's symbolic because he's a big fish in the nigga pool to them. I'm talking as a white supremacist. So to get a big symbolic black person, that will get everybody else in line. That's how warfare is. And that's today's show. We're talking about how all war is based on deception. Warfare is deception. And black folks have to know how deception works. And the thing is, once you get a big symbolic figure, that will get everybody else in line. Y'all got to understand that. When you target somebody, or when you're trying to target a certain group, you go get the big fish. You get one of the big fish that'll send a message. And when they show that we can get one of your biggest stars, the most wealthy star, one of the ones with the most money, if we can bring him down, just imagine what we can do to you other lowly Negroes. See, that's to get all of us in check. You understand that? That's to get all of us in check. See, we really have to understand the concept of warfare being deception. See, black people, the reason why we have been losing against white supremacy is because we do not understand their number one tool. Our brother Neely Fuller tells us that the white supremacists are the most smartest people on the planet. Yes, they are. Now, them being smart doesn't mean that they're better. And there's a lot of black people who are knowledgeable. But the thing is, how did the white supremacists outsmart us, black people? We've been on the planet longer. We've been educated longer. We've circumnavigated the world longer. So how did the white supremacists, who's only been around for a very short period of time in correlation to the rest of the planet, how did they get smart enough to dominate us in all areas of activity globally? The white supremacists, see, we got to look at where we went wrong. See, black folks, we got this thing where we pump our chest out and say, no, I'm this, I'm that. No, 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 no. I ain't dumb. I'm smart. I'm just as smart as them. No, no. Get off that. We went wrong. We got to figure out where we went wrong. When you figure out where you went wrong, then you will correct that and rectify it. And one major place we went wrong with the white supremacists is the white supremacists came in with a new war strategy that African people were not used to. See, African people, when it came to warfare, we've always had a pride in bravery and honor when it came to warfare. Fighting like a man, fighting face to face, toe to toe, hand to hand, looking your enemy in the eye while you're defeating him. We've honored and valued that type of warfare for centuries. Even when the Moors went up into Europe, it was just a straight up and down, hey, this is us, we're the Moors, we're taking over, that's what it is. Just straight up, look you in the eye, let you know how it's going to go down. It was a bravery thing, and we valued that type of warfare. And we still value that to this day. You're like, fight me like a man, nigga, let's get it popping, nigga, on sight. You know, we still value that type of warfare. This is why whenever there's riots or whatever, black folks out there, these white supremacists got all types of tanks and we're standing out there with our shirt off up against the tank. Nigga, fuck y'all. See, the thing is, we didn't adapt from that. That's some shit that we have to adapt away from. Because, see, the white supremacists came along with a whole different form of warfare. They've mastered the art of deception. And that's where they got us. They mastered deception. They knew they could never go toe-to-toe with us, head up with the African. They could never do that. You look at the history of Africa, the slave trade. The reason why they got a foothold on the slave trade is because of the infighting going on with African people. Everybody in Africa, we started fighting each other head up, straight up, head up. On some Shaka Zulu warrior head up fighting thing, and the white supremacists kind of slithered in there with deception. They mastered deception to the point where we can't even grasp the depths of deception they will dive in. Deception is the number one tool for the white supremacists, and that's how they get us. They trick us in every damn corner, and we still have not found out how to not be tricked by them. They've deceived us for the last 500 years, and that's their calling card. It ain't their military. The military is whatever. You can go around the military. It's the deception that has you. Because the thing is, understand, they knew you can, we got to survive. How are we going to survive? And I'm speaking like a white supremacist. I'm in the medieval times. I'm a white supremacist. I'm hungry. I'm starving. These big, strong, muscular Africans, I can't beat them. So we got to come up with ways to survive. So they learned deception. So they saw infighting. They saw tribal wars going on between other Africans with Africans. And they came in and they started using divide and conquer strategies. That was one thing. They were very deceptive. And then they came in as missionaries. They came in with Bibles. Hey, we're just here to preach. All these wars going on, we're here to preach and bring the word of Jesus. So they came in with deception. And even now, they use deception on us in every turn. Black people, unfortunately, believe everything that the white supremacists tell them. And that's where you lose. See, the thing is, if you're a black person and you question everything the white supremacists tell you, you become more independent and you become more successful, actually. Because now you're debriefing yourself. In order to be successful as a black person in a system of white supremacy, you have to debrief yourself from white supremacy. And that starts by questioning everything they tell you. You can't believe nothing they tell you. For example, the other day there was these white supremacists, these alt-right dudes got on Twitter talking about one of their friends who's in the alt-right. His name is Tony Foreman. He's one of these alt-right white supremacists, and he got stabbed out here in L.A. And the story they told initially, they said that Tony was coming from a Trump rally. Some Armenian gang members rolled up on him because he was a Trump supporter, and they started a fight with him. They pulled out a knife and said, "I'm going to shank you, white boy." And they stabbed him 8 times because he's a Trump supporter and a conservative. And he went to the hospital and he had to go to surgery. So when they told that story, the white supremacists were circulating that on Twitter. And I said, wait a minute, some ain't adding up with this story. There's some lies in there. See, the white supremacists, they're very good at mixing in truth with a little lie, or a lot of lies with a little truth. So I started calling them out on it. I said, hey, something ain't right with this story. I'm going to figure out what the lies are. Something ain't right with this story. This shit sounds like a hoax somewhere. I don't know if the dude got stabbed or not, but something, y'all lying about something. For one, I know for a fact y'all lying about the Armenian gang members, because ain't no Armenian gang members like that. It's only like one or two at the most up in Glendale. And this so-called stabbing happened in Santa Monica. And the gangs out here, the Armenian gangs, they're more on some racketeering shit. So I knew that was some bullshit, the whole Armenian gang member. And the whole thing where he got stabbed because he was a Trump supporter, I'm like, that don't sound right either. Just all of it sounds like bullshit. And then the real story came out was the white supremacists got into a fender bender with two Armenian dudes. They weren't gang members. He got into a fender bender, and then he followed them and then blocked them. And then the dudes got out. They got into a fight, and the dudes start poking him so they can get away. So the white supremacists instigated the situation, and two random guys, and he knew they were Armenian because they had an Armenian flag. They weren't Armenian gang members. So the police even said, well, this wasn't racial at all. It was just like a road rage incident. And they ended up charging the two Armenian dudes, which they should not have, because it seemed like self-defense. But just showing the level of deception that these white supremacists will tell you. And they were mad at me for calling their lies out. I was saying right when they were telling the lies, I said, you motherfuckers are full of shit. Something ain't adding up with this damn story. How dare you, Tariq? And turns out I was right. These motherfuckers were lying and trying to use the whole racial angle so they can get money, because they put up a little crowdfunding page and start getting thousands of dollars. That's another hustle. If you say that you're victimized because you're white, you can start getting money. So they were scamming and hustling. This is why you do not believe anything that a white supremacist tell you, or suspected white supremacists tell you. Or if you listen to them, you question it. Everything that they tell you, you have to question it. Black folks don't, we really don't get how much the white supremacists will lie. They will say anything. Their lies have no end, especially when it comes to us. That's why they're always telling us that black folks never accomplished anything. You never done anything outside of slavery. You didn't have a religion. And the minute we start putting out movies like Hidden Colors and 1804, the reason why they get so butthurt and triggered is because their lives are deteriorating. Trust me, they wouldn't get mad over a movie that's lying to black people. If I did a movie telling black people a bunch of lies, they would promote the shit out of it. Trust me, they are not upset about no lies another black person is telling another black person. They are never upset over lies told among black people. They will throw you lies to tell. They love you when you lie to each other. They love when black folks are just deceiving each other. They love it, love it, love it. They never complain about that. That's entertainment to them. But the minute we start getting the truth out there, now the butthurt starts showing. That's when they get mad. But y'all need to check out the book, The Art of War, by Sun Tzu. And he talks about how the art of war is based on deception. And another thing too, he makes a very good quote. He says, every battle is won before it's fought. Meaning you got to think stuff out. You got to think like an oppositional player. You got to think like an offensive player, not just defense. See, black people, we are very defensive about everything. We're very reactionary. We like to bullshit and fuck around and then react when these white supremacists swoop down on us with bullshit. That reaction bullshit is going to have to stop. Because again, they're about to start deputizing these white supremacists out here. And black folks, another thing, stop waiting on these white supremacists to confess. You got these white supremacists throwing up these white supremacist gang signals, and then they try to laugh it off like it's a joke. These people are not joking. Don't sit around trying to convince them to confess. They're never going to confess. Duh, they're being deceptive. The name of the game is to cause harm to you and act like they're not causing harm to you. That's how deception works. They're not going to confess. It's up to you to be on alert and be on code, family, and understand every war is won before it's fought. You have to think things out when you're dealing with these white supremacists and the white supremacist suspects. And stop reacting. The minute they pop you, all of a sudden you want to throw on a Black Lives Matter and a Jesus Christ Save Me shirt. And the days of just getting your ass whooping, running out and grabbing a flat screen TV when there's a lot of chaos. See, that's those days are over. Black folks are going to have to start being very serious, because these white supremacists are training for warfare against you. Because people always talk about a race war. There's been a race war for the last 200 years. There's been a race war actually longer than that, since 1619. There's already a race war. The problem is the white supremacists are preparing for a race retaliation. They've been waging war on you, but you just haven't retaliated. And that's what they're preparing for, because they're getting into an apartheid state right now. You dig? So all that dick sucking, cooning, free hugs, all that ain't gonna save you. You dig? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Hope you guys go to TariqElite.com. There's a lot of fresh gear you can get, family. Y'all go to YouTube and subscribe to the Tariq Live page on YouTube. You dig? And follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. You dig? And I'm going to holler at you guys on Ustream this Sunday. Y'all have a good one and a good night.